the first anniversary of George Floyd's murder at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer was supposed to be a milestone moment in Washington, a time to mark the passage of a police reform bill to make justice more just. But instead, Floyd's family met with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris at the White House, continuing to push for legislation. Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams, spoke to reporters after the meeting.
We're very appreciative and grateful that the president and vice president invited us here. I think that the meeting went well. He showed concern, and I think genuinely he wanted to know exactly how we were doing and what he could do to support us. And he did let us know that he supports passing the bill, but he wants to make sure that it's the right bill and not a rush bill. He also said that he set that deadline. He's not happy about it not being met, but all in all, he just wants the bill to be right and meaningful and that it holds George's legacy intact.
George Floyd's murder sparked nationwide protests and calls for police reform. In response, House Democrats passed legislation named after him, the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. The sweeping bill would end qualified immunity, making it easier for individual police officers to be sued and charged with crimes. It would also ban chokeholds, limit no-knock warrants, and create a national database of officers with histories of complaints and disciplinary problems. It would also give the Justice Department greater discretion in investigating patterns of police misconduct. But nearly 3 months later, it's still pending in the Senate, even though Democrats control both chambers. That's because they need support from at least 10 Republicans to overcome a bill-killing filibuster. GOP lawmakers have preferred more modest changes. Family attorney Benjamin Crump says police reform shouldn't be a Republican or Democratic issue.
It should be that we all want better policing. We all want just policing where George Floyd would get an opportunity to take a breath without having a knee on his neck, where Breonna Taylor would get to sleep in peace without having her door busted open and executed with 6 bullets in her body. Their blood is on this legislation, so we're going to continue with this family and this legal team to continue to press to say, yeah, we have to look at this as a national issue that we have avoided dealing with far too long.
The chief stumbling block has been qualified immunity. Progressives and criminal justice reform advocates are insistent the bill eliminates protections for individual officers. But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky has said he won't support any bill that ends qualified immunity. It's largely due to police opposition of ending the protection. Some Democrats, including Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin of Illinois, have said they could see a compromise on the issue. With the police reform bill still pending, Floyd's family began the day meeting with Democrats in the House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Representative Karen Bass of Los Angeles, who introduced the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. She's also working with a bipartisan group of lawmakers to push it through the Senate. She pledged to send the bill to the president's desk.
I stand here to renew the commitment that we will get this bill on President Biden's desk. We will get this bill on the desk. And what is important is that when it reaches President Biden's desk, that it's a substantive piece of legislation. And that is far more important than a specific date. We will work until we get the job done.
After meeting with Democrats and President Biden, Floyd's family also met with Republican Tim Scott of South Carolina, the only black Republican senator. He's negotiating with Democrats, Senator Cory Booker and Representative Bass, on the police reform bill. While Biden is waiting for the bill to hit his desk, his administration at the Justice Department has announced a sweeping investigation into the police in Minneapolis and Louisville, and brought federal civil rights charges against the officers involved in Floyd's death, including Derek Chauvin. But civil rights leaders like Reverend Al Sharpton are not giving up and also want to see passage of legislation. Sharpton spoke at a commemoration of Floyd's murder in New York. It was one of dozens of actions marking the day.
We want to see the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act passed by the Congress. When we saw a movement like this in the 60s, it led to the Civil Rights Act of 64. You cannot have a movement that is of any way, shape, and form progressively successful if there is no legislation. We must have legislation that defines and refines what police excessive force is all about. And it must come from a federal level so states cannot opt out and go whichever way they want.
Sharpton spoke and gathered with lawmakers, Democrat Hakeem Jeffries and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. They kneeled for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, the length of time Officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee into Floyd's neck, killing him. He was found guilty of murder. Actions also took place in Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Oakland, and other cities across the U.S. and abroad. Biden said after speaking with congressional negotiators, he's hopeful sometime after Memorial Day, there will be an agreement. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.